Welcome, everybody, to the Imbangium Podcast. My name is Brian, and it's another week. Last 2 weeks have happened. We're in our basement right now. It is a Mother's Day special, and hopefully you guys are sharing your day with your mom or remembering your moms. So hopefully you guys have a restful one.
Mine was not restful.
No?
So, hi, I'm Daryl.
Hey, I'm Darian.
Are you Darian? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. You always sound so unsure. Hi, guys. I think I'm Darian today.
I'm Darian?
Yeah.
I'm Darian. Quite sure.
I think
you guys
I'm
are
Darian.
Paying me for this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. We're paying you in karma.
Upvotes, baby.
Upvotes! Reddit karma.
Yeah, let's...
What's going on last 2 weeks?
It's been a busy last 2 weeks.
And Imbangium is a podcast where we talk about the things that have happened on the internet and the world in the last 2 weeks and the stuff that interests us as well. We are a bi-weekly podcast.
Fortnightly
podcast.
Because I ran into another fortnightly podcast at the Comic Expo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't remember their names. Know?
Well, hopefully they're listening right now.
Did you tell them our names?
No, they're probably going like this. Yeah, we have a podcast, and we met a guy who has a fortnightly podcast as well. I don't remember their names either.
I was like, is that a word? Is that what people call it? Podcasts every 2 weeks are fortnightly?
Yeah.
Well, that works. So, a lot has happened in the last 2 weeks. You know what, really? I can't get off out of my brain the new Power Rangers suits.
Well, I mean, when you grow up watching people running around in spandex, and then you see, like, fully armored up Power Rangers, is this going to be mature? It better be, like, M-rated.
Well, I mean, like, the original movie, their suits were body suits, too, right? Like, they had extra armor on that, too.
I think the only people that had extra armor was, like, the Red Ranger and the White Ranger.
Really?
Yeah, they were the only ones.
It was hard plastic, if I remember correctly.
I don't quite remember.
We're gonna have to watch it again.
I don't know, but seeing that made me want to watch Ronin Warriors again.
It looks like. Do you remember the anime Guyver? Have you seen it?
Is that the Darian? Ones with the mechs?
No,
the power suits, right?
No, it's like a power suit, and it's an alien or something like that, and it's.
I don't remember.
It's pretty rated R. It kind of reminds me of that, and of course. I'm hoping that the Yellow Ranger gets played by an Asian person because we don't want No. Mm-hmm. Why would a white person play the Yellow Ranger? It's like taking
like
all
the color.
Should the Blue Ranger be played by a depressed person?
No, the blue person should be played by a blues player.
Green Ranger is going to be played by someone that's always high. He's always
going to make references. The Green Ranger is going to be
he's going to pop in and be like, "Blaze it."
He's going to be Envy.
Yeah, terrible.
It's true.
It's worse.
Blue is sadness. Green is envy. Red is anger.
White is power. Is that
white is power? Yeah. No, I don't think that's the case. But I think it's going to look good. I really hope they do well on it. I'm giving all the positive energy as I can so that I'm not disappointed and I don't have to watch it on digital.
You're being the people of Earth to Goku?
Well, I'm waiting. Yes. I'm hoping that, you know, well, Goku, Dragon Ball Z was a really crappy movie and I looked forward to it.
Dragon Ball Z?
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Evolution. Dragon Ball E.
Dragon Ball. Ugh.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's Dragon Ball E. It's like E.
Oh, speaking of Elon Musk.
What?
Who?
Terrible.
It was horrible. Elon Musk, about 2 weeks ago, he has told the world that he wants to release artificial intelligence to propagate on its own.
Is he also trying to send people through tubes still?
I think they're already doing that in Singapore. Have you heard about that?
I don't think they're doing it.
I think they're still competing.
No, Singapore is starting an autonomous kind of thing with cars, autonomous cars. But I mean, like, we already send people through tubes. They're called subways, right?
Well, I'm talking about like pneumatic tubes. like in the Jetsons, where you just like step in and it goes.
Yeah, they still have to figure out how to stop you without breaking your neck.
If anyone knows how many people about breaking body parts while stopping immediately, Peter Parker would be one of them.
Did you watch it?
I haven't watched it.
It's too bad. This podcast is no. This is a no Civil War zone.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. No.
Yeah, I haven't watched it either.
I think I'm going to watch it this weekend, like next weekend.
I think I'm going to watch it maybe on Tuesday.
It's a good one.
It's a gooder.
Fantastic is on Netflix.
Oh, I saw that. Fantastic. Everyone wants to watch Fantastic.
Yeah. I want to watch it mostly because I remember watching a review saying a lot of stuff happens in the first 10 minutes and then nothing happens for 80 minutes after. That was the explanation of it, and I'm waiting to see how accurate that is.
I thought it was 80 minutes of random fighting.
Sorry, yeah, that's it. Basically nothing.
I want to watch it. I don't know if I want to spend my time watching it if you're telling me that it's that way.
No, you should watch it.
Okay.
Because then you're going to be like, oh, I miss Jessica Alba.
Oh, I know. I still miss Jessica Alba. The thing is, though, Jessica Alba obviously started a new company called Honest Company, and finally, their products have reached Costco in Canada.
I don't know what they are.
It's, Honest Company.
So basically, they create kind of like home like cleaners and stuff like that. And shampoo and soaps. And they're saying, we're honest.
And it says how many, you know, Chinese children worked on this.
No, it's all.
It's like so everything's like created a four in on this, it to indicate four in Chinese state. Children on this one product.
Four fantastic Chinese children.
This is done. The company's run by Jessica Alba.
Yes, it's run by Jessica Alba.
And?
Jessica Alba. I'm just making sure that things are actually facing you, bro.
Sorry. Yeah, and
you set it up.
And apparently, I set it up. No, he set it
you
up.
You tested it.
AV gear. No, no. Jessica Alba is the is basically the owner of it. She's one of the business partners that started up and everything, and started like 2 or 3 years ago. Started following her, and then this thing started to keep on coming up. So I think it's more like ethical and environmental, and they want to show you exactly how they spend their money and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
so all the Chinese children.
No, there's none.
It's child labor.
American. Aside from what we know
Chinese
right now.
Children in America.
We don't know. No, but that's funny you bring that up because I was wondering about spending money, right, on the more expensive barbecue. I just got a barbecue this weekend, obviously. Well, that's why I'm bringing it up. I got a barbecue that was made in North America. One is in Ontario is the one part of the plant, and the other one is in another part of the plant is in the States. So I thought it was going to be Mexico, but apparently these parts are actually made and created in North America. So my question is, if it's a $400 barbecue Canadian, is the $1,000 barbecue does the exact same thing better?
Yes.
But it's made in China.
By dollar value, yes. Just like my $800 camera is better than the $300 camera. But electronics is different from like barbecues. Hardware.
So like my $800 Taylor, my guitar, right, is I can play it and it sounds great, but
$2,000 Taylor.
But a better guitarist who has a $100 guitar may sound better than me.
No.
No?
Not on a $100 guitar. Have you heard $100 guitars?
Yeah.
They sound terrible.
Yeah, there's one inside Francis's old room.
Yeah, and it's garbage.
It actually sounds good.
No, it's garbage.
It sounds great.
Sounds good.
You're comparing it to a Taylor.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Signed by Chris Hadfield, by the way.
Yeah, it's rubbing off.
No, it's not. I know, I have to, protect it. That's permanently
just forge Chris Hadfield's signature.
No,
on your guitar.
No, Chris Hadfield signed my guitar.
Should have just sold it off and bought a new one.
I know. Now it's worth.
Especially when he was.
No, it's priceless. When he was actually popular.
When he was popular.
No, he's still popular. What are you talking about? He's one of the only few handful of people in the world that have broken the atmosphere. Considering.
Well, thanks to him, we've got a million people worried about fixing it.
And speaking of
don't shake your head at me, Darian.
What do you mean, fixing what?
The atmosphere. You broke it.
That's why you were shaking your head. You're not even a dad yet. Why did these dad jokes come out of nowhere? Jeez.
It's hereditary, man. I had a dad. He had a dad. It's in my blood.
Speaking of our dad, because it's Mother's Day.
What? I had the perfect Subway. Subway?
I love Subway. The favorite thing about dad is that he's married to mom, so happy Mother's Day, mom.
That's your favorite thing?
Was that yours, or no, was it Francis's that said, my dad's hobbies are sleeping and drinking beer?
Sorry, that was me.
Oh, that was Darian.
It didn't sound bad at the time.
No, that sounds about right. There's the thing that dad likes to do is keep up with technology, and he worked for Sony back in the day in the 70s and stuff like that, and he loves technology so much that he did buy us a Nintendo when it was really expensive still. So we got the Nintendo Entertainment System, and the crazy thing about it is he would just keep purchasing those video game consoles just because it got us out of his hair, right? So,
well, there was a stint between the Genesis and the 64.
Yeah, well, we missed out on the Super Nintendo
or the Sega Saturn.
Oh, the Sega Saturn, the Dreamcast.
The Dreamcast.
No, Dreamcast was after an N64, but no, he
Sega CD.
Considering all those old consoles and new consoles coming out, obviously, which is the Nintendo NX, and I'm on the fence about it because I wanted to buy a Wii U.
Don't do it.
Don't buy the Wii U?
Buy the NX.
Don't buy the NX either.
Why not?
Because, A, it's not going to be out for another year and a half.
Uh-huh. No, another year.
And, no. Yeah. It's coming out the holiday season of 2017.
It's not coming out in the holiday season.
Trust me.
It's not.
All right, we'll make a bet.
Okay.
If I win, you owe me everything. If you win, then you get my respect.
How is that fair?
Oh, you guys getting ready for ice cream? Okay, we're going to go back up. We'll see you up there.
Let's get ready.
Okay, we're going to get ready. Go upstairs. Okay. We'll see you in a bit.
We're getting ice cream, apparently.
Yeah, apparently that's what we're going to be doing in the next few minutes. So the NX is actually thinking that, well, the rumors are all games are going to be streaming. Is that what people are
also saying that it's going to be a handheld. It's going to be like a pseudo handheld.
Like the Wii, technically like the Wii U?
Kind of. The display, like, there's going to be another display on the controller.
It's just completely baseless right now. All these speculations. Well, there's some base to it, but it's really, we don't know for sure.
No one knows for sure.
Exactly. No one will ever know. But I think that with the Wii U, I didn't have a want to buy it. I own like the Wii I wanted to get, but it just seems like it seems too soon for a new console from
Wii U. No, I think they're too late.
Yeah,
because this is supposed to rival the PS4 and Xbox. It's going to come at the same time as the Wii U. The Wii U was released what, 3 years after an Xbox One and a PS4 was released?
No.
Wii U came out a year before anything.
Everybody, yeah.
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 The Wii U?
Wii U. Yeah. Came out a year before the X-Bone in PS4.
X-Bone?
Yeah, Xbox One.
Yeah, X-B-O-N-E.
X-B-O-N-E?
Yeah.
X-Bone.
It's true.
I never heard that nickname before.
Really?
No.
We were looking at the games downstairs at the parental's house, and we looked at it, Daryl, and there's so many games there that we don't want to play. Like, yeah. all the games that we wanted to play.
How was it released in 2012?
It was.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That means, see, I thought it rivaled the Xbox One and PS4, but really it...
The PS4 and Xbox One were late.
No, it's
they were late to the party.
The Xbox 360 and the PS3 were able to do 1080. Like, yeah, that was the biggest thing about the Wii was that it wasn't in high def.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't in high def, but the games were still good apparently, right?
So if NX I don't know. The thing that NX is going to have to do is come out before, you know, PS4K.
Or PS4K is that what's going
to
be called?
Yeah, when PlayStation is able to push 4K, which it will never be able to. It barely supports 1080p.
The PS4? Really?
And that's upscaled. Yeah.
Wow.
Really? Then why did you buy it?
Yeah. Why?
Because RPGs, man. Yeah. It's still the number one. It's still the number one platform for RPGs.
No, told you why we. That's yeah, why no. we need a PS4.
We have to get a PS4.
Yeah, and the PS. I need to play my PS3 again.
Hopefully, the Nintendo NX won't be late to the Mario Party. So,
nice try.
I know. Nice try. I thought about it after I said late to the party, and then I should have said Mario Party.
The NX also, well, based on rumors, is going to be a lot cheaper.
How much was the Wii U when it came out?
400? 400, yeah.
About, how much is it right now?
300. Oh, is it 300?
$299?
$299. I would then just get a PS4.
The NX is
supposed to be like rumored to be
like 100 rumored or less.
To be what?
Yeah.
$100 or less?
Yeah.
Really?
See, that just sounds like
a Game Boy.
It sounds like a handheld.
Like a Wii Game Boy.
Well, like even when the Wii was released, that thing was $300.
I'm pretty sure they're basing it, well, from what I've read, is that they're basing it off of Chromecast.
Similar because to that. Everything's going to be streamed.
Yes.
So does that mean you'll have to sign up for a subscription then?
Yeah.
Oh, God. So you have to counter in a subscription cost to purchasing the device itself. Because people have Chromecast and they can totally push YouTube content, but to get like the full experience out of it, I think you would need the YouTube Red / like the Play Music, because then you push everything out from it.
For Chromecast?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I'm using mine pretty well.
Yeah.
Well. Crunchyroll.
Yeah, Crunchyroll. Well, I mean, it's something to look forward to. I mean, like you said, there's going to be a PS4K. What's Xbox's after Xbox
VR or whatever?
Oh, that's another big thing that.
Well, that's the thing. They need to be able to push something before those updated consoles come out, or else it's just gonna fall behind, just like the Wii U.
And I know we talked about VR before, but it seems like every week VR seems to just keep popping up and popping up. Now it's like people want to work in VR.
Well,
people want to do this in VR. In my industry, audiovisual, get this. I was on the internet, you know, searching my against my competitors.
Visually, yes.
Visually. And they are bringing in virtual reality into conferences.
So what you were talking about, Kingsman, the other day, where you just put on glasses and you're part of a room.
I don't think it's that. I think it's more like when you're at the place.
You're in Hawaii.
You're in Hawaii with your 150 people there. But then that's where you are, but everyone puts on the VR and there's five or six other conferences going on around the world. And then there's one central person that walks out onto the stage and they're virtually
reality. There.
Yeah, virtual reality superimposed onto the stage.
So VR or augmented reality?
Augmented / VR reality, yes.
Okay.
Virtual
reality. Reality?
Yeah. VR. Well,
so I just came from GDX Edmonton, mm-hmm. and...
How was that, actually? Congratulations, your first ever moderating gig.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But just to stay on topic, on the VR... Well, there were like six stations, and these are indie devs with mm-hmm. VR games.
Yeah.
So there were... And there were multiple VR setups for people to play the games that they created in VR.
Oculus Rift? Were you able to try those?
I wasn't able to try because I've got anxiety issues and just peaced out of there whenever.
What happens? Okay, so anxiety is with people around you, but when you put on your virtual reality, you're basically by yourself. So, I mean...
I can still feel the presence of people in my bubble. My bubble is huge.
Do you think your VR? Do you think when you're in your VR state, when we purchase our own VR helmets and whatever,
I'm not buying them.
Nerve until, gear,
like my until... kid is wanting one. I don't think I'm ever gonna buy VR.
No,
I don't think so.
I think
it's too much of a cost. It's $1,100 right now.
Wow, really?
You have a PS4 though.
I do have a PS4, which they said would be about $400.
Yeah,
but that's another console.
Yeah,
you can play your RPGs.
You can play your RPGs virtually.
So I can play my RPGs virtually on a virtual TV, right? Is that? That the plan?
That's exactly.
I'm gonna have it's a plan.
You're in a virtual theater.
No. You're gonna put on a virtual your helmet, virtual reality, to have a virtual reality version of your house that you're gonna be sitting in.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly how it's gonna be.
Let's see.
Well, a couple of things happened the week before.
Basically, yeah. I don't see. Can't tell.
I don't know what you want to... The Fort Mac fires are still raging, apparently.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And our thoughts go out to that part of the Alberta and Canada. Apparently, there have been some people who have lost their jobs over some comments, and I say well-deserved. They should really think before they speak. And if considering that some of these people were in higher level positions and positions of the, you know, where they could influence people, they really should keep their mouths shut.
It's basically
and it's a disaster. It's a tragedy. You don't say, good for you. 'Cause you know, you're out there making oil. Well, you know what, dude, that the rubber on your tires and the
materials in your phone,
the materials, the glasses that you wear,
the parts in your computer that you post on,
you know, the plastic bottles that you squirt your soap onto your hands to wash your hands with, those are all petroleum products, byproducts of that industry. And it just pisses me off, right? Like, I worked in that industry for 6 years. Yes, Shell Canada was really good to me, but at the end of the day, we can point at all the evils, but we can't live without it. Choose the way you want to live. But you know, when people are losing homes and losing, I can't even imagine that. I have my wedding videos and my photos, my computer, my memories, you know, all gone. And these people didn't just go up there to hang out and work. They lived there. They breathed that air. You're losing apparently 10 or 15 hectares of land per hour to this fire. And it's as big as Vancouver and a little bit more going towards...
Yeah, I think they said it was 88,000 hectares or something. No, not hectares. 88,000 like square kilometers.
No, 88,000 hectares.
Jeez.
Well, 84,000 hectares. But That was like
a few days ago.
That was a few days ago. It's gotten bigger, and apparently there's just no end in sight. And it's been about 7 days. So I mean, I think people should do the best they can to either donate their time to volunteer or donate some money to get things going. And I do hope that this message reaches our listeners out there. It is a short podcast. It is Mother's Day. We're gonna go out and grab some ice cream. We're gonna spend some time with our significant others and our family. And our thoughts and prayers go out to Fort McMurray. So
I thought you said significant mothers.
Right.
Goodbye.
Well, that was another episode of Imbangium. I know I didn't want it to end. Sadly. Depressing. But, you know, you can go check out online, check out Canadian Red Cross. They're doing some good things for the Fort McMurray fires.
Isn't there a text you can text out? Like, yeah. It's a 30333 or something.
Yeah,
like
and then you fire. Can get...
Right?
That's a weird thing to text. Text fire to support the fire.
Yeah, I don't have my phone here.
Like I said, make sure that you guys go out and... volunteer or donate some money, do what you can for these people. They've lost almost everything, and Yeah, it's another thing about today is it is Mother's Day. I want to wish my wife a happy Mother's Day because she cooked today too. So
yay, Mother's Day!
Woohoo! And happy Mother's Day to my mom.
Yes, our mom.
She's also
mother.
A mother.
I believe she is.
If you can hear a fourth person here, Francis, the fourth Imbang brother, who is. Is more of a
Visual.
He tells a story through photos, right? With no sound. So, he's here wishing all the mothers out there as well, including all the Imbang brothers here at Imbangium. Happy Mother's Day, and hopefully you guys got some either breakfast in bed or barbecue or ice cream or flowers,
whatever your fancy.
And those who are missing their mums, if they're not with us anymore or they're in another country. Hopefully you can, think of them and give them a big virtual hug if you can Skype them. So that's another episode of Imbangium. Don't forget to check us out on YouTube, check us out on Facebook, check us out on Twitter,
iTunes.
At Imbangium. Oh, and you can check us out on iTunes. And I'm going to be putting this on Google Play. This is going to be the first Imbangium podcast on Google Play. So, aside from the barbershop quartet that we tried to do, my name is Brian.
I'm Daryl.
I'm Darian.
I'm Francis.
Woohoo! And you guys have a great 2 weeks, and we'll see you soon.
Later.
Cheers.